So over a million immigrants in Canada a year. People are complaining all over the place. Lack of jobs, housing. How to get to that? The answer in a minute. But first, you know, I have to ask you, please, PayPal, support this show, keep it on, and ask your friends to subscribe so we can get the numbers up, so we can get more money from YouTube. Dan McTague is going to answer that question, because when you were a member of Parliament, Canada's immigration system was vaunted all around the world. We took in refugees, people who needed help, and we settled them in Canada. And then we took in people, if we needed nurses in BC, nurses went to BC. If we needed a toolmaker in Ontario, we brought in toolmakers. We brought in the people from around the world that Canada needs. Now with this Liberal government, and I don't remember a debate about it, all of a sudden, we're just being flooded. What happened?
The numbers, yeah. I mean, who advised the government to do this? How is it that we didn't know about this until well after the fact? We've increased the population 3.3% in 1 year. Unless, of course, bureaucrats have lost their way, I have a feeling that a lot of this had to do with the outside consulting services, McKinsey in particular.
Well, wait a second. Don't ministers run anything in Ottawa anymore?
Apparently not.
If you don't run the bureaucrats, you bring in consultants. I mean, really? Yeah. McKinsey, I know, is gone for bigger immigration. Is that it?
I suspect that that's the reason why. The second one, of course, is just perhaps our friends, our former party, my former party, is interested in ensuring that they have a very strong group of people to vote for them in 20 to 30 years from now, of course, assuming that they will all be given the idea that supporting the Liberal Party, beholden the Liberal Party, will be the way in which you gain elections. Unfortunately, they overshot the runway.
They overshot. That could backfire, because I'm hearing anecdotally, and I heard from a Nigerian the other day, he says, I want nothing more than to go back to Nigeria.
Yeah, they can't afford it.
It's not just the cold. They said, you know, we can't get jobs. It's not a place where I can, you know, function. So when you have immigrants to Canada saying, I'd rather go home, isn't that indicative of something wrong?
Yeah, it is indicative of something's wrong. I've never seen that happen before in our time. Immigration was always something we prided ourselves on, for which we benefited from. We've taken the best of the best around the world and created a great nation. No longer. I think we've disappointed those who are there. The infrastructure to accept that many is simply not there. It's not fair to them. It's not fair to people who are here. And at the same time, if the idea, the intention around it was you could simply flood the world based on someone else's agenda, in my view, that's not the way in which to make sure that you have a very effective public policy when it comes to immigration. It may actually hurt and backfire our abilities in the future to attract people.
Well, it may, because when we can't take people, take care of people when they come here, but also people are saying, well, you know, you don't have the jobs anymore, and we're losing business because we don't have people to take care of those jobs.
There's all sorts of dimensions to this in terms of those who were brought in, students as well. There's another factor. Go to places like Kitchener or Brampton. You'll see that people were brought here under very false pretenses, that they were going to have jobs, they're going to have education, there'd be no problem getting rent, food would be abundant and cheap. None of that, of course, turned out to be the case, and it's a sad, colossal disappointment that I think the federal government has to wear egg on its face for.
Just one more thing, more egg on the face. Dan McTague, thank you very much. 3 minutes. This show provides independent analysis of the issues. We are not paid by the government. And as I am finding, so much business in Canada relies upon various governments that they don't want to sponsor or advertise on a show which may become controversial, which talks about liberty, freedoms, sometimes criticizes government. I've had guests on that support the government. But people are saying, you know what? We don't want to bite the hand that feeds us, i.e. government, which is why I hope you'll subscribe and contribute to keep this show on the air.